It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. It's Thursday, the day we talk Michigan politics with Susan Demas, political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. So the state budget is on its way to Governor Snyder, and while there is this investment of $65 million in early education, the governor didn't get three of his major priorities met: the Medicaid expansion, transportation funding, and Common Core for K-12 education. Ken, what does it mean that Governor Snyder wasn't able to get enough traction on those issues?
Well, this really relates to something we've talked about since he became governor, and that is one of his biggest challenges is not with Democrats. It's going to be with more conservative members of his own party, particularly Tea Party-influenced legislators, and I think that's what we're seeing here. The Medicaid expansion issue, roads, and Common Core, all which he wanted, none of which were accomplished. I guess you'd have to say yet, because he's still working on them. And he might get some or all or a part of this as time goes on. But clearly, you have this dynamic of a more conservative Republican legislature resisting some of the initiatives from Governor Snyder.
Susan, Ken alludes to the fact that the governor said it's his plan to focus on getting those three items resolved before fall. But is there any real shift that's going to happen between now and then to make it any easier for him?
I don't really see how he gets the votes on any of it, to be honest. I mean, you know, the governor has played ball with the conservative element of the Republican Party. You know, he's signed restrictions on abortion. He, you know, jumped in on right to work. He signed a lot of their bills, even if it wasn't on his agenda. But when it comes to getting them on board with things that are a little more moderate, like road funding, something that is supported by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, for instance, or expanding Medicaid, which he has found a way to get $200 million more into the state for, he just doesn't really have any success with that.
Ken, is there something the governor can do here? You know, when we look at how early education was funded, he got a lot of support from the business community for that. Are there some allies that he's not reaching out to that he can reach out to try to get these priorities moved forward?
Yes, I think the answer is there's something he can do to get some of these other priorities accomplished, but he's reluctant to do it. And that's simply that he's going to have to make deals. And he's been very reluctant to do that up to this point.
But make deals with who? People in his own party or deals with the Democrats?
No, people in his own party. Here's my view is the governor is going to have to say something like this. If the conservatives want him to sign a particular bill, he's simply going to have to say, I'm not signing it unless I get something I want, Medicaid expansion or road funding or the Common Core. He's been very reluctant to engage in that kind of political horse trading. But my view is it's the only way he's going to be able to get some of these things accomplished.
Between now and fall, will the two of you be watching for anything in particular, any relationship building or any moves on the governor's part to try to strengthen his leadership in the state and with the legislature? Ken, I'll start with you.
Well, the governor can't afford to make major announcements about initiatives that he wants, Medicaid expansion, transportation funding, support for the Common Core, and at the end of the day, not accomplish them. He has to figure out a way to get, if not all of these things accomplished, he has to get some of them accomplished. And he can't be in a position of continuing to sign bills the conservatives want, but not playing hardball with them on the things he wants. And it's my view that he simply has to change what I call his governing style or his working relationship with the legislature in order to get some of these things accomplished.
Susan, what do you think?
I think it's very hard to undo the precedent that he set for 2.5 years where, you know, pretty much if the legislature wants something, unless he thinks that's wildly unconstitutional, he will sign it. I think you have a House Speaker and you have a lot of lawmakers who are going to look at that and say, well, we got the votes and we're going to keep doing this and we're still not going to give you your Medicaid expansion.
I really think he can't afford to sort of roll over all the time with on the conservative agenda items where he signs everything they want without getting them to agree to pass some of his high-priority items. It's not a good formula for a governor.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.